Another nice day. How to sit down to read a book for university.
Yeah. You have fun with that, DM. I'm going to play some games online with friends for a bit.
Okay.
Listen, Theodore! I have to finish this chapter by tomorrow! Could you...
Yeah, sure. I'll put the headphones on.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, let's see.
Oh, you fucker! Why did you shoot me?
Oh, I'm on your team! Oh, and look at these dickheads base camping!
Theodore!
Stop nade spamming, you bloody clowns! You're all such noob coolies!
Can you hear me? Oh, goddammit, I have to take your headphones off! Ugh. Theodore! You feckless ninny!
Sorry, DM, but I have to talk into my mic, see? I have to coordinate with my team. We're attacking the alien base. Our girlfriend's got stolen by these half-cyborg sharks. That's the story. We have to get our girlfriends back.
Do you realize you breathe very loudly through your mouth when you play computer games?
Oh, really? No, I didn't think. Oh, you noob mongoloid! What are you? Wait, I need my mic. Oh, you noob mongoloid! What are you doing? I was capturing the flag!
Oh, Jesus H!
Hey, Theodore, DM, how's it going?
Yeah, it's all right. Just getting a little antsy. Assignment due tomorrow. It's a small flat, I guess.
Oh, no, getting a bit annoyed at Theodore's habits. Well, it's been, what, 3 weeks? That's about the time it starts, isn't it? You start to get annoyed at every little thing your housemates do. All those idiosyncrasies that seem kind of charming initially.
Oh, you fucking wop-spick Chicano whitback nigger! You can't kill me when I spawn! Well, frankly, it's unsavoury. No, you can't do it, because it's just not done. It's impolite. Look, you Mexi-Jew nigger honky dog munching slant-eyed coon frog. If you don't show some basic respect and human decency, I'm going to kick you off the server. Oh, sorry, guys. I was just talking to my online buddies.
Yes, well, I guess I just need to relax. I guess I'll have a beer. It is Sunday, after all. Where is all my beer? Is it behind the... No, it isn't behind the cabbage. Maybe it's behind... No, it isn't behind the guava juice. Where is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry, DM, but I drank the beer. Was that yours? I didn't know. I was going to replace it. I swear, next pay, I just really needed a beer.
What? Why did you... But I was saving that beer. That was my weekend beer. All day I was thinking, me and my weekend beer... This is the day I get custody of my weekend beer. Gonna take it to the playground. Drink it on the swings. And now you've just...
Hey, don't worry about it, huh? At least the world is beautiful, right? And I mean, you got your whole life ahead of you. Think of that. Your whole life. All this, it doesn't matter. Fuck 'em, right? You're you. And that's special. And you know what? I heard that some chicks, they actually want it in 'em. They actually want it right up in 'em. They like it as much as men do.
Ugh. Does everyone who's drunk become just like my drunk uncle? Look, luckily, I have some backup whiskey in my room. I just mix up a scotch and coke and... Where's my whiskey?
I'm going to buy some more, DM. Next time I get paid, you can have some of mine.
You can't go into my room and get the whiskey. That's different to getting a beer from the fridge. It's a whole different territory. You crossed into a new territory. You're not Marco Polo. You can't cross into a new territory.
Listen, I have a great idea. Why don't we all have a party and we'll, like, I don't know, we'll all get crazy and, like, why don't we go out and we can dance, go to a club? Actually, I'm kind of tired. Maybe I'll go to bed.
Just because there is alcohol on the premises doesn't mean it's there to be consumed by all. My room is not a bar! I am not a bartender! You can't... Oh, goddamn, Willie. If I wasn't so polite, and if I dare, I'd call you... I'd call you a...
You cunt-flay slurry! You bloody lid-yid ning-nong yard ape! You prairie nigger jungle bunny gringo! Oh, sorry, guys. Talking to my online friends. Yeah, racism is funny, see? Because I'm being ironic. So ironic, yeah.
I'd call you an unthoughtful person.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, it's our new housemate, Tupac.
What? I thought Tupac was dead.
Nah, mate. Faked me own death.
Oh.
Yeah.
So where are you off to today, Tupac?
Oh, you know, just going out. Gonna commit some crimes.
Oh, well, have fun.
Will do. See yous.
What a nice guy.
DM, look, I have some bad habits. Okay, everyone has some bad habits. None of us are perfect. It's just life. You gotta live to learn to live with us.
Why? Why can't people just rein in their goddamn bad habits? I mean, we have to live together, don't we? We have to put up with each other, so we have to compromise.
Look, I've just learned to live with myself. I like myself. Theodore puts up with me. I put up with Theodore. You just have to learn to chill and to go with the flow.
No! Some of us don't have any bad habits. So we don't have to stoop to the level of putting up with other people's bad habits.
Oh, you don't have any bad habits.
No! Look, I'm sick of both of you. I'm going to my room.
Me, 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 me. And the Aboriginal people walk free in the land. Then the white men come. Torres Strait Islanders played free on their island. Then the white men come. None of the Anangu needed a car. Till the white men come. Zimbabwe people live free in Africa. Till the white men come. Yeah, big buzzy white man.
Jesus, I'm trying to play a fucking game in here, right?
DM, can you shut the fuck up? We can hear that in the whole goddamn house. We have thin walls here, you know.
Shut up! It's my protest song!
I hate your fucking protest song!
I can sing my protest song! You can't stop the new wave, Willie! The voice of the oppressed peoples will be heard!
Your protest song is silly, DM. Besides, I'm not going to feel some inherited guilt about the assimilation of tribal people. Do you think people in Africa or India want to go back to living with no running water or electricity? We helped them. It's like Rudyard Kipling said in that poem. We helped them and now they hate us for it. It's the white man's burden. Take up the white man's burden. The savage wars of peace. Fill full the mouth of famine and bid the sickness cease. And when your goal is nearest, the end for others sought. Watch sloth and heathen folly bring all your hopes to naught. Take up the white man's burden and reap his old reward. Blame those of ye better and hate of those ye guard. The cry of hosts ye humour. Ah, slowly toward the light. Why brought he us from bondage? Our loved Egyptian knight. Take up the white man's burden and dare not stoop to less.
And the white man come! Look, the only white man's burden is the burden on every white man of sharing the same ethnicity as Rudyard Kipling. I am suffering from acute embarrassment right now, I can tell you.
Alright, if you don't want to hear my poem, I'll just be quiet then.
Fine, we don't have to talk. Fine. God damn it, Theodore! Can't you just breathe through your nose?
Sorry.
Ah, you guys are so funny. We should totally party. I had some whiskey earlier. I should have shared it with you. You would have loved it.
Jeez Louise, another bra on the floor. Have you seen this, Theodore? She leaves bras all over the floor, and she never even wears a bra. Why does she need to clean so many?
Hey, don't try and influence and recruit me. I'm not taking any sides in any proposed housemate war.
Note to self, team up with Wilhelmina in any proposed housemate war.
What was that?
Nothing!
Hey chaps, what's going on? I thought I heard rats scurrying out here. Thought I'd come to watch them run in their pointless go-nowhere little wheels.
Willie! I was just saying, you know? The living room is always full of bras. They're hanging off everything. Some are on the floor. I don't wear a bra. Theodore doesn't wear a bra. So they must be your bras.
Yeah, well, DM, we live in a flat. It's not like we have a big washing line we can hang them out on. We don't own a dryer. Theodore broke our clothes source. I have to dry them somehow.
But Willie, most of these were dry ages ago. Frankly, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a boss or anything. I'm just a housemate, same rank as you. But you have to pick them up.
I'll pick them up when I feel like it.
But why do you need to wash so many bras when you never even wear a bra?
What? Have you been looking at my breasts?
Look, I'm a man. It's natural that the eye may wander, but it's a subconscious thing.
But you obviously took conscious notice of whether or not I was wearing a bra.
Look, I have a field of vision, and within that field, things move. And if some things move more than the others, naturally my eyes are drawn to them. It's my hunter's instinct. If we see something moving in the dark outside camp, we are wary. It's like what early man used to protect himself from danger in case a dinosaur was in the underbrush.
What are you saying, that my breasts are dinosaurs?
I don't think that early man and dinosaurs cohabited, DM.
He's right, they didn't cohabit.
But the point is, my eyes were drawn because it's instinct. I see something moving more than the rest against an otherwise prosaic background. I have to watch out for predators in case they eat me.
So now my breasts are predators, and what? I'm a prosaic background, and my breasts are going to eat primitive man.
Who knows what went on in those primitive jungles? They were crazy places. Primitive man may have been menaced by some kind of giant boob monster. We just don't know. Boobs wouldn't leave a fossil. They have no bones. Maybe that's why the subconscious of mankind is so fixated on breasts.
Oh, it's just interesting. I hadn't realised you're looking at my breasts so much.
I wasn't!
You just did then! I saw your eyes!
Oh, well, we were talking about them. It's like when you say, don't think of an elephant.
And now my breasts are elephants.
Can we stop talking about your elephantine breasts?
Stop thinking of elephants.
You see, I thought of an elephant.
Stop looking at my breasts.
Oh, God damn it!
Hey, it worked! You looked!
Look! The bras are on the floor! That's the issue here, not your breasts. You're juggling my words, bouncing from one topic to the next. You're talking around the issue. That's not the flesh of the matter here. You're just going round and round in a great circle, a big orb, always so round and plump and never getting to the nub. Where was I? I didn't. It's not my fault. Wear a bra!
You can't tell me to wear a bra. That's anti-feminist.
Feminists wouldn't have any bras. They would have burned all their bras. They would be braless.
He's right. Feminists would be braless.
Feminism means I have a right to choose.
Oh, damn nouveau feminists! Man, how did that get so inappropriate? I just wanted to improve our general living conditions, and then, well, things haven't been that inappropriate since.
Since what, DM?
Well, since that thing with Lindy Chamberlain.
You mean the woman whose dingo was eaten by a baby? I mean...
The other way around.
Right, other way around.
Yes, well, they made a movie about her called Evil Angels, or A Cry in the Dark, which starred Meryl Streep as Lindy Chamberlain. Oh, well, let me just think what happened.
Oh, hello, Lindy. I'm Meryl Streep. I'm going to be interviewing you so I can portray your struggle in a way that is true to life in the upcoming film. I know this must be hard to talk about again, and I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Meryl Streep! Oh my God, I'm your biggest fan! I can't believe I'm going to be played by Meryl Streep in a movie. My friends just won't believe it.
Yes, but look, I'm just an actor. A real tragedy happened to you, what with the loss of your child in such a terrible way, and being accused of her murder, and the imprisonment. Nothing in my life comes close to that horror. I just want to talk to you, get to know your story, your mannerisms, so I can...
Oh my God! So in the movie, you will be called Lindy! That's amazing. Who's playing my husband?
Sam Neill, I think.
Sam Neill? Oh, well. It couldn't be Warren Beatty, could it? He could come over here to practice the kissing scenes with the real Lindy Chamberlain.
No, Sam Neill's already on contract. Look, if I could just...
So you want to get to know me, right?
Yes, that's right.
Like we're best friends.
Yes, kind of.
Lindy was phoning Meryl Streep non-stop all hours of the night and asking to sit with her in her caravan eventually.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't come any closer. Miss Streep has taken out a restraining order.
What? But I...
You can't come within 500 feet.
Do I understand that measurement? Do we use feet in Australia in the 80s?
I'm not sure. You probably don't. Ask me how much is that?
Oh, how much is that in metres?
That's about 152.4 metres.
And I'm at that now.
Yes, ma'am. You're exactly at that.
So if I just put my foot over...
No, that's too close.
What about if I put my arm over here like this?
No, that's too close too.
But my arm's not touching the ground. It's in the air. It's a part of my body, but my feet are still on the ground, 152.4 metres away from Meryl Streep.
Yes, but really, what difference does it make? So your arm is maybe 151.8 metres away? What's the point? I could arrest you for that technically, and you're better off not doing it.
But my arm is 151.8 metres away from Meryl Streep!
Ma'am?
Oh, but the movie shoot finishes soon and then she'll be back in Hollywood. Can I call her on the phone?
The number she was using here has been cancelled.
But she's playing me! It's like I'm Meryl Streep and my husband is Warren Beatty!
Sam Neill.
My husband is Warren Beatty!
Then, a few weeks later...
Come on, Nalaya! Come on! That's right, just a little bit further.
Ma'am, what are you doing? Don't dangle your newborn baby over that dingo enclosure. That's extremely dangerous.
Stand back! Meryl Streep is going to play me in a new movie. Evil Angels 2. It's a sequel.
But ma'am...
It's going to be a moving portrayal of my human struggle and endurance. Oh, the things I have suffered. Oh, my poor child. Sent to jail unjustly and then played by my best friend Meryl Streep.
Ma'am!
I love you, Meryl! Warren Beatty! Oh, I want a divorce!
Did that really happen?
It did in my head.
Even though that was a blatant and unjustified libel against poor Lindy and Michael Chamberlain, who have already suffered enough at the hands of the Australian public and justice system, someone out there probably would do that. Humanity is just so terrible, and life is so worthless, depressing and meaningless that someone probably would.
Right, Theodore. I guess.
Hey, Tupac's back. How's it going, Tupac?
Yeah, it's all right.
How was your day? Did you end up committing any crimes?
Yeah, stole a Chupa Chup.
Ah, well, you keep on keeping on, Tupac.
Sure will. Gonna go to me room and feed me guinea pig.
Okay, Tupac, see you later. What about the haircut on this page? Do you like this one?
Nah, it's too short.
I like it. I could tell everyone I've gone Les and see if they believe me. They could say, hey, nice hair, and I could say, yeah, I've gone Les. They could say, what are those between your legs? And I could say, these are my lesticles.
Maybe that's why there are bras everywhere. Maybe you had a lesbian orgy here.
Maybe.
I don't know why you'd bother to change your appearance anyway. We're all just going to inevitably get old and disgusting and then we'll die with worms in our breasts and cockroaches in our eyes.
Yeah, but I know this guy who does haircuts really cheap.
Still doesn't overcome the grinding emptiness of time. Hair is cut, hair grows back, hair gets grey, then hair falls out, and then we die. And then we rot away to nothing. And no one remembers we were ever there. Sure, some of our atoms scatter about in the stars, but am I supposed to take solace from that? I don't want to be some interstellar particle, floating in the empty, cold, lonely void between the stars.
True, but meanwhile, in this life, these are my lesticles. Here, taste my lesticles.
Get your lesticles out of my face.
Taste them, come on. Feel the weight, dimension and girth of my mighty lesticles.
Yuck, get away.
Wilhelmina, stop teabagging him with your lesticles.
Yeah, fine. But speaking of teabags, I might have a cup of... Ugh, look at the state of the dishes. Guys, haven't you noticed the state of the dishes? Guys, there's not one clean cup. How can I have a cup of tea? Can you live like this? I've done the dishes every day since the DM moved in. Just because I like things clean doesn't mean I should have to do the work. I'm not your mum. This isn't the 1950s where some woman does all the housework like a maid. You're not living at home. This isn't a bed and breakfast. Guys, aren't one of you going to volunteer to do the dishes? Look, if one of you doesn't answer me, I'm going to throw this fucking modem out the window so none of you can play your shitty online games. I don't care. I've got my phone. I can check all my emails on there.
Fine, look, I didn't do the dishes because, well, I don't actually know and I have no evidence of this. I have no any kind of evidence at all besides my febrile suspicions, but I suspect Theodore is one of those guys who doesn't like to do the dishes and will try to get away with other people, letting other people do the dishes for him.
Well, what's the point of doing dishes? They just get dirty again. Meanwhile, we expend our life energy on these menial tasks as real beauty passes by out the window, fleeting and forever out of our grasp.
See? So I knew that if I did the dishes once, he would expect me to do them every time. So quite logically, I couldn't dare to do them. Or at least not until he did them. It's a dishes stalemate. A cold war. Or a dry war.
But me doing them is fine?
See, you messed up. You did the dishes, so now we expect you to do them forever. It proves my point. Theodore's right. People are awful.
It's disgusting. I didn't make most of these dirty. Look, this one is full of burned meat. This one is moldy. I'm not cleaning it.
You should have not done the dishes and been a part of the Cold War. It's pretty fun over here in the Cold War. Yep, just sitting here, waging my Cold War.
You can't justify your laziness with some kind of paranoid philosophy. God, you're an awful housemate, DM.
Don't blame the DM, Willie. He's just flawed, like all of us. An imperfect organism, hideous and deformed, like most humanity, living out his days in misery until death erases all that he is.
Hey, deformed, I'll grant you, but hideous?
God, and I'm getting so sick of you being depressed all the time. Can't you cheer up for one day? I'm so sick of both of you. I had tolerance before, but the addition of the DM's lazy anal self has worn away all my tolerance. Why couldn't I live with normal people?
It's not my fault that man always lives in opposition with man, and so each of us, at our core, is terrifyingly alone. I'll get that. Hello, Mum.
Hello, son. How is my darling little boy? You look so handsome today. Look, I brought you some cake and some lasagna and some money to help you with your rent.
Just a moment, Mum. Yeah, so as I was saying, we're each terrifyingly alone in the vast emptiness of the universe. All our actions are meaningless. Some argue that such nothingness would make us ultimately free. Nothingness is actually another way of saying infinity. They are one and the same.
And I brought you some chocolate and some donuts and some spare toothpaste and some new socks because I know the old ones probably have holes in them.
But really, aren't we constrained by society? We can't be ultimately free because other humans, wrapped in their illusionary lives, will crush our right to freedom, stop us from being all that we can be, and the truly free man will be locked up or pushed back or misunderstood. So all we can do is look out at the world and see an unending panorama of grey.
And here's a nice new jumper and a new video game for you. It just came out today. Your brother said you would like this one.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I love you.
I love you too, son.
So yeah, each of us is terrifyingly alone. But, I have this new game. I might play it now. Just let me log in.
So, how are all of you? I feel like I'm living in the ape cage at the zoo. These Neanderthals haven't started flinging excrement at me yet, but it's only a matter of time. I blame the mothers like you, doing too much work for them when they were growing up. J'accuse Theodore's mother, j'accuse.
I'm fine, Theodore's mother. Some minor things are getting to me, but besides that, I'm fine.
Oh, you beaner, Fritz Krauts, Wog, Greaseball, Gollywog, Jaime Towhead, Jewbag. Oh, sorry, Mum.
I was just talking to my friends online. They're a bunch of wacky guys. A wacky bunch of 20-something white middle-class guys.
Isn't he a lovely boy? Well, it's time for me to go. I was just popping in.
Love you, Mum. See you.
Bye-bye, dear. Oh, Tupac, you're going out again?
Yeah. I'm just going to go meet me friends, the Wu-Tang Clan, and then we're going to go steal witches' hats.
Okay, you have fun.
See you later.
Why can't the rest of my housemates be like Tupac? He's so clean, he's polite, but look at you jerks, you're full of bad habits.
Hey, I told you, I don't have any bad habits. I'm a sensitive, artistic soul, and I quite simply don't have any bad habits, just artistic eccentricities.
Yeah, huh?
Well, screw you judging me! I'm going to my room!
Yeah, get lost, you Jesus-killing jackamammy!
Huh?
Oh, not you, DM. I was talking to a noob on the server.
Oh.
Oh, get lost, you fucking wanker. Oh, not you online, friends. I was talking to this wanky housemate of mine, the DM.
Me. Oh, Willie is a slut. I hate Theodore and Tupac. They are all so lame. They can suck my ballsack. Suck my ball sack, all of you.
Suck, suck, suck till your lips turn blue. Suck my ball sack, all you fags, till it's wrinkle-free and the three you gag. Oh, suck my ball sack, 1, 2, 3. Maybe I'll let you suck the rest of me. Me, 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 me.
Oh, goddamn, will you shut up with that awful guitar playing?
Hang on, I just need to practice a little bit more. I don't know if I got the start right. Let me just try.
Willie is a slut.
Hang on, just a bit more emotional. Let me try again.
Willie is a slut.
I'm just expressing my artistic soul, okay?
Fuck you!
You can't censor my creativity!
No, but I can strangle you so you can't sing anymore. If you can call it singing, I'll strangle you with one of the bras I always leave lying around the house.
Okay, okay, ease off. I've got bra burn in my esophagus. Okay, Jesus. I'm gonna have to take something now. That really hurt. Hey, where's my cough medicine?
Oh, I drank it because it had some alcohol content. I'll pay you back next week.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
God damn it, Theodore! Can you breathe through your nose?
Oh, sorry.
Listeners, do you have any housemates with annoying habits? Like the DM, a narcissistic bottom feeder who makes that awful noise with his terrible throat. I think it's called talking. Or Theodore, who is a goddamn nihilistic mouth breather.
Or Willie, who is a drunken, braless harpy.
Shut up. Or perhaps you can think of a way we can cure our housemates of their bad habits. If so, call in now. The number to dial is 8303 5000. You are listening to Willie, Theodore and the DM on the role-playing hour on 101.5 FM Radio Adelaide. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. But right now, tell us all about your housemate's annoying habits or suggest ways we might cure our housemate problems by dialing 8303 5000 and we'll be right back with you after this musical break.
So, it's 8303 5000 if anyone does want to call in and talk about their bad housemate habits or suggest how we might stop bad housemate habits in here. I don't have any bad habits, I just have artistic eccentricities. Just going to practice a bit more.
Willie, such a dirty slut. Oh, I hate Theodore so much, so much.
Any of you have any ideas for how we could cure your filthy, dirty habits? Willie, how could we inspire you to start wearing a bra?
Well, I think,
such a dirty
a training bra.
Fuck you, Theodore.
That's not very nice. Maybe if we filled the bra with something you like a lot, like alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
So when you put the bra on, the alcohol seeped through your pores.
Well,
through your nipple.
I'm quite impartial to vanilla custard.
A bra full of vanilla custard, that'd be sexy. Yes, that could work. And what about how could we cure... Maybe if we strangle Theodore to death.
No.
Then he couldn't possibly breathe at all.
Maybe if we make him a subscriber to Radio Adelaide this month and if he wins the $700 quilt, thanks to a snooze at my land, it might suffocate him enough to stop the breathing.
Like cot death. Yes.
Like cot death.
Sudden infant death syndrome for a full-grown man. Could be good.
You're mean, guys.
Yeah. A Tempercon quote by Quotes of Denmark could do it. And all he would have to do is subscribe. $52 a year or $26 concession, tax deductible. Just dial 8303-5000 during business hours. Or look on the website, Google Radio Adelaide, for further details. That's how you subscribe. But, yeah, that's so we strangle him with a quilt. Smother him, sorry.
There's something you can do, guys.
Mm.
I really would like one of those oxygen tanks with a little... tubes that go into your nose.
Mm.
Apparently, they're all the rage in acute gamers these days.
Mm.
Some of my mates, gives them that extra edge. They can go for 2 days.
But what, put Red Bull in it instead of air?
That could work. Just sort of bubble it in there.
LAN parties or whatever it is you people have.
Not allowed to shower.
What is a LAN party? How does that work?
There's little sheep around. LAN party?
Oh, no, different kind of party. Plug your sheep in together. yeah. All right, no callers. 8303-5000 if you just want to chat, jive with us here. That's all you need to do. Dial 8303-5000. But if you don't want to, then, what can we do? We can't force you to do
it. Well, I had some callers promise to call tonight, and
Plants? They don't need plants. God damn.
And my bras, they said they'd call in too, but they haven't made it to the phone.
Yeah, where are those people you had the lesbian orgy with? I wanted to see some of those, possibly. But
they're sucking on my lesticles.
Ah, right, yeah. Well,
do you want to see my lesticles?
No!
Here,
no!
Here they are.
No! Oh, God, my eyes burn.
Put it away.
But, I don't know, all the bras are the same size, so they're probably not. They'd all have to be suspiciously
I'm wearing a bra on my lesticles.
Ah, that's what they're for. Lesticle support. I didn't realize, but now I know the secret. Well, I guess we'll go to a song. Damn, it's been 3 hours. When is Theodore going to come out of the toilet?
Chill, DM. You know he always takes this long. Protracted toilet visits. It's one of his quirks.
For 3 goddamn hours.
Are you sure he's alive? Is he still breathing?
I can hear his breathing from here. Theodore! Please! Please! My colon is rotting from the inside.
Refreshed.
Can I go in there? What about the smell? Oh, and he didn't change the toilet paper. And the smell! Maybe I'll just wait until tomorrow.
Oh, God, how can you notice any kind of smell with the awful stink of all those unwashed dishes?
Hey, where's my brandy?
Oh, God, the bras! The bras!
DM, I was thinking while I was having my me time then, your guitar playing has inspired me. Because we live in such a mean, run-down urban environment here, what with bras and everything and the dishes, I think maybe I should take to hip-hop and become an Aussie rapper. I don't actually have any tunes in mind or any talent, but as it doesn't seem to be a basic requirement, I thought I might do it anyway. What do you think? Would you buy my album? I'd be your best friend. You can be my crew.
I don't know. I have taken a strong moral stance against Aussie hip-hop, and it would be against my basic ethics to do anything that would allow Aussie rappers to get paid. I just can't validate them like that. Maybe if the album was free, or better yet, if you paid me.
See, I just make up words to rhyme with words I use in the first place. And I did it the first line with crime. And then in the next line, I just make up any word that kind of sounded like crime to cover my error of not being able to actually think of a rhyme. Like the real Aussie rapper. I'd say sublime, or no, sublime's a real word. Slime, no, real word again. Turpentine, nope. Oh, I could never be an Aussie rapper. You're right, I think of too many real words.
Gotta throw words like hateness in there. That's the key, hateness.
Yeah, hateness. That's the sort of word I was looking for.
You know, I was thinking, do you think the only reason hip-hop in general is so popular with white people is because it helps them allay their cultural guilt?
What do you mean?
Well,
oh, yes. How wonderful this music is. Ah, the primitive rhythms. The jungle beat. While I find it all essentially amusing, especially their over-eagerness, how ironic it is that they are owning a vision of themselves that is based on fears of them. Lovely. And oh look, I feel a little bit less bad that my ancestors killed their ancestors and brought so many of them over on a slave ship. Only a few of the poor wretches survived the journey so they could live a life of abject misery. Ah, yes. You hear that, Uncle Tom? I'm giving you the great-great-great-grandson some money. Yes, I'm validating this artistic endeavor, and I feel a little bit better now because I can see he is living the decadent capitalist lifestyle, wealthy lifestyle of your oppressors. Oh, and he seems to fully embrace it with no sense of irony. Yes, it's all better now. All right, now to buy some Native American art and pay $7,000 for an Aboriginal dot painting.
You know how whenever you go to a party with older guys, like in their 40s and 50s, there's always one from a band that used to be popular but never quite hit it big time? And some of his peers recognise the name of the band that he was once in, and it's mentioned, and they say, "Oh, it's you!" And he tries to awkwardly ride on that past glory of playing in local pubs and stuff?
Yes, that happens at like every party, doesn't it? Why is that?
I don't know, but How do you think it's going to play out in about 20 or 30 years' time when it's all old rappers in that situation? Hello, Mary Jane. And this is Carl, Jen's husband. And this is Tim from accounting. And this is Fred. And this is Bob.
Hey, wow, Fred, you look familiar. Have we met before?
Ah, yes. Well, Fred here used to be a big name in town. He was in a hip-hop group called Ice Cold Thugs Rat-a-tat-tat with the AK.
Ah, right, I remember them. I think you played at my sister's formal.
Yes, well, a long time ago now.
And which one were you then? Were you the one doing the scratching, or...?
Oh, I was a ghost-face killer.
Ah, ghost-face killer, right. Gosh, well, weren't we all younger then? Ha ha ha! You were quite a thing back in the day. Did you ever end up touring, or...?
We went to Melbourne, did a tour of Perth one time. Gundagai. We once supported Midnight Oil. Otherwise, never really, you know, took off.
Yes, well, all the kids around here knew who you were. I nearly went to see you once, I think. Very different to what my daughter listens to today. Have you heard that garbage? Ha ha. Well, Fred, the burning question, do you still play?
Oh, not really.
Oh, come on, you must. Give me a little sample.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you still remember, don't you, Fred? Yes, come on, do it for me. I promise I'll be thoroughly impressed. I don't have a musical bone in my body.
Okay. Oh, I might make some mistakes. And all the slimy-slittered bitches I put their asses in stitches. Long cock, bam, bam, me and my homies triple ram. Your mouth ass will borrow, don't go calling me tomorrow. Bam, bam, with a trigger. Take that, hoe. Me and my niggas don't need bitches, well, we've shot the money down their throat. Bam, bam, lick it up, bitch, and then take it in the ass. Now suck me again, because I know you ain't got no class. Now suck all my friends again, you stupid fucking trash. Bam, bam. Well, I think I might have made some mistakes.
Well, that was lovely.
Yes, I think I'm going to go talk to these people now.
Yes, I'll go with him. I need to go talk about accounts with the walk the dog and wash my hair.
All fascinating stuff.
Wait a minute. Theodore, when during that mutual imagining did you take off your shirt?
What? It's hot. I want to feel cooler.
What? I never knew there would be public shirtlessing when I moved into this house. That wasn't part of the deal!
I can wear no shirt if I want. It's hot, DM.
Don't you know anything? The long-range desert group in World War II realized it was better if troops in the desert kept their shirts on, because then the sweat and the clothes helped to keep them cool. You actually will feel cooler if you keep the shirt on, you fool! I don't know what perverse exhibitionist streak you are displaying, along with those mottled nipples and scraggly chest hairs, but just put that shirt back on right now! That's an order, Private!
That's an obscure anecdotal fact, DM, and I doubt it's true. I can wear no shirt if I want. And now to wear no shirt and play video games.
Hey.
What? Hang on, what?
What?
You're wearing no shirt too?
Well, it's hot.
And you're not wearing a bra.
Sorry?
What is going on here?
Look, Theodore always takes his shirt off when it's hot. At first it grossed me out, so I threatened him and said that if he did it, I would do it too. He thought I wouldn't, so I called his bluff. But it wasn't so bad. Now I just feel cooler and more comfortable like this. And I got used to a shirtless Theodore too. So these days when it's hot, I just, you know, relax. Shirtless.
But you can't do that!
Well, I wouldn't do it in public, just around the house.
But...
You get used to it, DM. We all live in the same house together for long enough, and you'll stop even noticing.
But...
What? Are you some kind of prude, DM? You were happy enough to look at my breasts before when they were coyly nestled and weren't even revealed.
That was a mistake! And I was coerced by your mind games! And it's more fun to look at coyly nestled than to be confronted with boobs in your face!
It's just the human body. We live together. You guys are like brothers to me. I'm like your sister. It's just like seeing your sister's breasts.
But I wouldn't see my sister's breasts, because that would be weird.
Jeez, DM, what, were you born like 100 years ago?
I can't live in a shirtless household. I thought I was moving into a shirted household.
Put a shirt over your eyes, then.
I'll collide with the furniture.
No, who cares about shirts, DM? That's not the real issue. I can't stand these dirty fucking dishes. I'm going to start breaking them if someone doesn't do something. That's one. That's two.
Oh, you nip-heap clodhopper. Sorry, just logged in, talking to my people in the online game. Oh, that guy can't shoot for shit. What a nip-heap goop juice soldier.
Oh, hey, guys.
Two packs back.
Hi, Willy. Nice boobs.
Thanks.
They're like me sisters. Except me sisters is a little larger on the left.
CDM, I told you. So did you commit any more crimes, Tupac?
Yeah. We drove 6 kilometres over the speed limit the whole way back here. Anyway, I brought back some friends of mine, the entire Wu-Tang Clan, and the Black Eyed Peas featuring Fergie. Hope it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All you Flipbina, Injun, Halfbreed, Paddy, Jot, Filthy, Pino, Pakistani, Leprechaun, Muckleshoot, Polak, Jippo, San, Nigger, Gook, Packy, Spick, Ching Chong, Dago, Kaiju, Nigger, Curry, Munching, Cooley, Jigaboo.
What did he say?
Oh, I was just talking to people online, in the game.
No, but what did you say?
No, I was being ironic. Ironic racism online. I'm not racist.
Apple D out here from the Black Eyed Peas is a Filipino-American. Taboo is part Mexican and Shoshone Indian, featuring Fergie is Mexican, Irish, Scottish and Native American. And that's just the Black Eyed Peas. I'll let the Wu-Tang Clan introduce you and tell their own story. Rizza?
My cousin is Polish.
Jizza?
My girlfriend's sister is Egyptian.
Method Man?
My father-in-law is Arabic.
Raekwon?
After my father died, my mother married a lovely Vietnamese man.
Ghostface Killer?
My aunt is from Pakistan.
Inspector Deck?
I have honorary Puerto Rican citizenship.
You got?
My best friend's Chinese.
Master Killer?
My sister comes from Spain.
The late old dirty bastard?
My wife's Jewish. Also, right now, I'm in the Hindu version of heaven.
And Will.i.am and I happen to be African-American.
It was just said in jest.
Dude, that wasn't even ironic. Even if it was, no one knows it but you. And you're just empowering those who would use words like that for real.
No, but Mr. Tupac, Mr. RZA, Mr. Jizza, Mr. Method Man, Mr. Raekwon, Mr. Ghost-Faced Killer, Mr. Inspector Deck, Mr. U-God, Mr. Master Killer, Mr. Old Dirty Bastard, Mr. Will.i.am, Mr. Apple D-App, Mr. Taboo, Miss Featuring Fergie. If we can just talk about this.
Enough talk. It's Tupac in time. Wu-Tang Clan, unite. Form Wutron.
By our powers combined.
Oh no, don't do that. Oh no, they're combining to form Wutron.
Now, let's get him.
Yes, hit him.
What? Hit him? No. We're going to give him racial awareness counselling. God, DM, we're not going to live up to your bigoted stereotype of hip-hop musicians.
Yes, racism awareness counselling. Oh, I've learned my lesson. Don't live up to my bigoted stereotype of you.
Yeah, but if you hit him, that's just more dramatically satisfying. Plus, Tupac, according to Wikipedia, both your parents were members of the Black Panthers, and the Black Panthers are a little bit militant.
Wutron agrees!
Yeah, okay. All right, Wutron. Tupac attack!
Oh, oh, no! I'm not there! Oh, yeah.
Get some of that! Have a little bit of this!
Can you smash the dishes while you're at it?
Here. Nice work, Tupac, Wutron, and the Black Eyed Peas. Give him what he deserves.
Wait, did you imagine that scenario where white people only like our music because of post-colonial guilt?
No, Tupac, that wasn't me. Yeah, and he dragged poor Lindy Chamberlain's name through the mud. Hasn't she suffered enough?
No, I love Lindy Chamberlain! No, my listicles! Wutron! Shirley! Your combined form should give you multiple powers of compassion from your multiple sources of the entire Wu-Tang crew.
Wu-Tang crew has no compassion.
I've had it with these racist skip crackers. Let's go, guys. I'm moving out to the Tupac Mobile.
Wu-Tron, go!
You know, he's right. According to Wikipedia, both of me parents were in the Black Panthers. So this joke is kind of in character.
Oh. I have the high moral ground here because I lived up to my bigoted expectation of rappers.
Sure, Theodore, sure.
Life's not fair. It always turns out bad and it's never my fault.
We've all been beaten up and we've had to look at Willie's breasts.
You can touch two if you want.
Oh, they're very soft.
I know.
Thank you.
It's just like when you touch your sister's breasts.
Look, can you shut up now?
Can I touch one too?
Okay.
You're right. That does feel just like one of the DM sister's breasts.
Hey, what? Hey, but the point is, what an awful day. Can't we just put all our housemate differences behind us in light of all the problems we've had? Theodore, we'll do the dishes and we'll just get on with our lives and live in tolerance and harmony.
Okay, sounds good. What should we do now?
Well, we can sing a song lamenting past lacks of tolerance and harmony.
Okay, why not?
Me. Mayan people built a pyramid.
And then the white man come.
The Ethiopian people raise and breed African chicklids.
And then the white man come.
Eskimo people on the tundra.
And then the white man come.
Indian people and the yoga.
And then the white man come.
Arab people with the turban.
And the white man come.
Huge flood there in Pakistan.
And the white man did come.
Really, so about that much. Oh, it's so much a downfall, really, either, if you think about it.
Really.
So I guess I'll just end on that note because it's a protest song.
It doesn't really cover up the fact that this week didn't really have a plot, DM, or closure.
I know.
And I didn't really get any lines.